Thanks to a change in eating trends and demand for safe wild seafood after the Gulf Coast oil spill, Norton Sound fishermen on the west coast of Alaska have crossed the $1 million mark in revenue this year, the first time since 1983. KNOM's Lorelei Kinnean has the story.
The 2010 chum salmon harvest was the best since 1986, with silver salmon returns above average. Fish and Game Area Manager Jim Menard says revenue for Norton Sound commercial salmon fishermen will likely reach $1.1 or $1.2 million.
And that'll be an all-time record for the commercial salmon fishery, the ex-vessel value, without adjusting for inflation.
Menard says the average permit holder will get close to $10,000, which sets another record for Norton Sound fishermen. The records in revenue stem from high prices per pound for both chum and silver salmon. Prices doubled since last year. Chum salmon prices jumped from 30 cents a pound to 65 cents a pound paid at the dock, and the price for silvers also doubled since last year. The jump in price is partly thanks to a change in eating trends. Wild salmon prices dipped when farm salmon hit the markets. With more of the public looking for wild, organic food, farm salmon has taken a back seat, and commercial fishermen in the area are reaping the benefits. The benefits keep rolling in. The price for silvers at the beginning of the season started off at $1.20 a pound. The current price is $1.80.
So the late run here, it's jumped up over a dollar a pound more than last year.
Norton Sound Seafood Products is a subsidiary of the Regional Community Development Quota Group, the Norton Sound Economic Development Corporation. They have a fish plant in Unalakleet, and the manager, Mitty Johnson, says that jump in price late in the season is partly due to demand in safe, wild seafood after the Gulf Coast oil spill. The Norton Sound Seafood Products fish plant in Unalakleet buys and processes salmon from fishermen out of Unalakleet, Shaktulik, Koyuk, Elam, and Gullivan. Plant manager Mitty Johnson.
Wouldn't be possible to have successful seasons without having the cooperation of the fishermen themselves and all the people that work for us, from, you know, our top 16-year-old processor to all the tender guys and the guys on the dock that are just dedicated to making this thing go.
Johnson says most Norton Sound salmon is sent fresh to Anchorage and hits the markets thanks to a partnership with Copper River Seafoods, and soon the salmon will be available at the upcoming restaurant, the Norton Sound Seafood House, inside the Ted Stevens International Airport in Anchorage. Reporting in Nome, I'm Lorelei Kinnean.